我们应该他谈我们就应该好的鼓励他，鼓励我们青年人呢啊出来的啊服侍我们的神。
We should encourage young people to serve the Lord with their talents.
哈利路亚，感谢赞美主啊！所以啊，我们今天来看啊这个啊以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
如果你的桌报已经啊打在那边了。
And we can also find this in the bulletin.
但是我们要来啊读这节经节。
But let's read the passage together.
打开圣经或者看荧幕，我们一起来读，一起来。你们做父亲的，要惹儿女的气，只要按着主的教训，警戒养育他们。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
All right. 现在父亲读一遍。
So fathers, read it together.
Fathers, do not exasperate your children.
Instead,
bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. 我们再看哥罗西书第四章。
And then I turn to Colossians chapter 4.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
一样的话，只是有后面一句不一样。
Similar, but a little different.
All right. 翻开一起来读。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失去了志气。
Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged.
今天是父亲节。
So today is the Father's Day.
所以现在请父亲还有祖父的起立。
So I will ask all the fathers, grandfathers, rise.
华人跟发。那个当爸爸的，当祖父的啊，请起立 ，OK。
Fathers and grandfathers。
好，现在剩下是儿女，对不对
？So that means that
儿女要做什么
？Now with children，
儿女用一种鼓掌来感谢我们的父母亲。来
，Let's encourage them and honor them with applause。
好，来，请坐。
Please be seated。
其实我们孩子也要让他在这里，因为有的。
There's some young children that are still in the sermon.
今天的信息啊非常短。
So today's sermon will be very short.
All right. 所以呢，我就按照圣经的话来告诉你就好了。
So I'll just tell you the biblical teaching.
你有没有觉得在现代的这个社会里面你发现一件事情没有？会不会觉得当父母的或当父亲的越来越难当啊？
Have you noticed that in today's society, being a father is getting more difficult?
你做父母的有没有感觉这样？
Do you feel that?
或许你不会。
Or maybe not.
等一下，我一讲一些事情，你可能就会很大的压力在那里。
But let me cite some examples. You will know that some of the pressures.
All right. 现在我们来看这一集经节我今天的主题是讲父亲怎么来教养孩子。
So today I want to talk to you about how fathers will raise their children.
如果你的孩子都长大了，你也不要觉得好像这个题目对我来讲没有用。
If your children are already grown up, you may not think that this is useful to you.
因为你将来会当祖父母啊。
But someday you may become a grandpa.
或是你说我还没有结婚，你给我讲这些干什么
？Or you think that I'm still single? That's not important to me.
有一天你也会成为父母。
But one day you may become a father.
All right. 所以呢，现在我们来看这个教养孩子，你从我那个时代，从这个那个时代，就是我出生的时代，很久，这是五六十年前的以前的那种教养孩子，跟现在的教养孩子的确是很不一样。
So let's look back to my time about 50 some years ago.And then how we raise our children.
我是在农村长大的。
I was grew up in a country.
Okay. 所以呢， 我是过着农村的生活。
So I was raised them in a farm.
那你要知道，农村是父母亲是非常繁忙的啊，繁忙的啊。非常忙碌的。
And parents are very, very busy in raising a farm.
他们没有很多时间可以来照顾你，来爱你，来啊满足你的需要。
They didn't have time to raise us up and then try to satisfy our needs.
所以我现在讲，我讲我自己，我家里我兄弟姐妹一共11个。
So I have 11 brothers and sisters.
所以我从小呢就是没有受到父母亲的那一种。哎呀，关心啊！哎呀，给你拍一拍呀、啊，抱一抱了、啊，从来没有。
So I didn't have any of those. Your parents will hug me and take care of me. Didn't have that.
现在有没有
？But how about now?
啊，现在，哎呀，抱啊抱啊，一下一下就抱，一直抱，每一天都抱，常常抱。
And we hug, and then every day we hug each other.
很好，所以那个时候没有。
That's really good, but back then there was none.
所以跟父母亲的关系呢，无形中就疏远、微远、非常远。
So the distance with our parents seems very far.
感受不到父母亲啊的那一种爱啊，或者关心啊，或者照顾。
We didn't feel much of their love.
你知道，那时候我心里产生了一种对我父亲的那一种啊那一种，但你要说恨也可以。你说，就说叛逆也可以。
And then I have grown up with a sense of you can call it rebellion to my father.
而且那个时代，父母对孩子的一种管教就是打。
And then the way that they will raise us up is using a stick.
所以你现在不能打，我不是鼓吹打，以前是打，以前那个有一句话说不打不成器啊。
And then nowadays, we don't do that. But in the old days, we say that if we don't discipline, then the children will grow very wild.
所以你不受挨打的话，你就乖乖的啊，听话，那就好。
So if we avoid the punishment, then we have to be obeyed diligently.
那我是从小被打到长大。
So I grew up with the spanking.
因为父母亲没有管教你啊，都是说随你自己。像一只野马一样的，你要奔你就去奔，你要 kick 你就 kick， 就是太野了，你知道吗
？So then I will become like a wild horse. I can do anything I want, and then at the end I will get punished.
所以我记得我过年的时候呢，我父亲通常要打你是不说话的。
And then my father one day on the Chinese New Year.
当你要花压岁钱的时候呢，他就告诉你。你去跪在那个灶的那个你煮饭那个灶的前面了、啊，因为你乡下人都很把这个那个炉子啊当做一种神，所以你就跪在那个灶神面前，你在那边想一想。
So then he would say that because you will have a punishment, so now you have to kneel before the kitchen, before the kitchen god, and then think about what you have done.
所以呢，我现在是讲说那个。五六十年前那个教育呢，真的是你是不是让你能够得着什么，会让你是厌恨你的父母亲。
In those days, really, children grow up with a sense of hatred.
因为父母亲所做的一切都是激怒你。
And then what they did really is to exasperate us.
所以你现在我来看，就是说第一句话。现在保罗教导这个父亲呢，应该怎么来教导啊这个儿女
？So Paul teaches fathers how to raise our children.
有的人有提出一个问题说，这里怎么就讲父亲，没有讲啊不说父母呢
？Then some ask that how come where's mother？
你有没有去想这个问题
？In Paul's teaching，
那有一个背景，就当时这个那个犹太人的时候，通常是以父亲。为家庭主要的一个有权柄的人。
In those days, father was the authority in the home.
但是我们要想，这里不管是他父亲或是父母，他重点就是要怎么去教导儿女。
But the emphasis here is that how do we raise our children?
好，我们先来看这个 惹气啊。
So first, let's look at the word exasperate.
你知道这惹气这个意思是吗？
Do you know what that means?
那希腊文的意思呢？原意之说，就是说用不自然的方法、不正确的方法来使孩子生气。
And the original text indicates that this word means that it is to make the children, make the people angry in a very unnatural way.
那也就是说，当孩子做错事情或没有做错事情，你用一种你自己的 authority, 你自己的权力、权柄呢，来加在压在你孩子的身上，使孩子呢产生一种愤怒出来。
And then, so the with an authority, and they will oppress the children, and then they will be embittered.
All right, 我们现在我们当过父亲的 ，OK， 现在我们都有儿女的，来想一下。
So fathers, let's think about this.
你有没有犯过这个
？Have you committed this problem?
父亲有没有犯过
？Fathers, have you?
你们使您儿子生气。
Have you used your way to embitter your children?
我想我们都有。
I think we all did.
那这个是不是我们就一辈子这样常常就是说惹孩子生气，惹孩子因为他不听我话所以我就生气，对不对？
Do we continue,
通常就这样。
Do we continue to use this way to make them just angry and angry over and over?
在这里保罗告诉我们说不要去惹孩子生气。
But Paul teaches us that do not exasperate.
那个就是关系就是关系到你怎么当孩子犯错的时候你怎么教他、
so、
this, 你怎么去纠正他。
So how do we correct our children?
通常父母亲的反应，你不听话，你不听话，你哪有生气，你不听吗？不再下去你我就要打人了。
Is it, well, the way that we usually do is that if you don't listen to me then or else
well很多时候就是因为孩子的就是说没按照父母亲的心意完成，然后惹上父母亲的那一种反应，然后暴怒出来，然后用自己的怒气去管教孩子，然后触动孩子又不高兴，所以这个是连环性啊。
So when the children is not following our parents,and then parents will get angry, and then they'll have a way to try to correct them, and then they become angry, and then now this becomes a vicious cycle.
所以你惹孩子生气，孩子心灵幼苗，他自己本身是非常脆弱的。
Children's heart, their heart is a very, is growing, is very weak.
所以你看在哥罗西书三章二十一节那里讲什么？那里是讲到说不要惹孩子是恐怕他失去了志气。
And the Colossians, the verse we just read says, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged.
有很多方法，很多方面你可以去惹孩子生气。
There are so many ways that we can embitter them and they can be discouraged.
通常在我们以前我常常说，你这个是没有用动力。爸爸妈，你这个没有东西，这么简单你也不懂，没有东西，你这一句话讲下去，孩子心里已经是怎么样
？So sometimes we will use the words like "You're so stupid" and "This is so simple. How come you don't get it?" And these kind of words will really discourage them.
所以有时候不只是用言语来伤害，就是来触动孩子的那个怒气呢，有时候还用那个武力。
Sometimes we use words to put them down, and a lot of times we also use our fist. And sometimes it's very irrational.
有时候我们望族成龙，对不对？ 孩子要学这个，孩子根本就不会学这个，你偏偏要他学这个。
Sometimes the children don't have the ability to reach your goal, and then you force them, and then that becomes a discouragement.
美国有一个大龙大富农家农家就是大富户这个农人啊。
It was a millionaire farmer.
这个农夫呢，他是很有钱，他喜欢骑马。
He loves to ride on horses.
所以呢，他就啊，把他三岁的儿子呢抱起来，把他放在马的上面，把他绑好。
So he put his three-year-old son on the saddle.
难道这个儿子呢，就一生就是不喜欢骑马
？And then the son really hates riding.
这个父亲用什么话讲？我三岁就会骑马。
And then the father says, when I was your age, I was able to ride.
然后呢，这个妈妈在旁边听到，你不要对你儿子这样。
And then his wife says, don't say things like that. He's only 3 years old.
他不是你呀。
He's not you.
你不要把他当作你是你呀。
He's not you.
这爸爸怎么说？
And then the father said,
只要是我的儿子。
If it's my son.
我就是要训练成他成为一个骑士。
He will be riding.
这个妈妈说，他不是你的。
But mother said that he's not yours.
他是我们的。
He is ours.
其实，他也是属于他自己的。
And he is also himself.
所以这个父亲有时候这个情定啊，这个用的太霸道了，你知道吗？
Sometimes our father's authority can be very harsh.
这孩子已经不喜欢马了，你还把他抱到马上来，把他绑在那边。
The kid does not like the horse, and then and now we just force them to put on the saddle.
今天我们也有很多父母亲是这样。
And some of us are like that.
硬是孩子要这样做。
We want our children to be like this.
因为是这，有时候这样会惹孩子的。我就不喜欢你，为什么要一直要我喜欢？
And then the child will say, "I don't like this. Why do you force me?"
不要，这个是有时候我们会去触动孩子生气啊。
And sometimes we will exasperate them.
有时候父母亲自己没有好好做榜样。
And then sometimes the parents are not setting a good example.
难道就要叫孩子你不能这样？
And then he said, "Don't do that."
喝酒的父亲叫孩子不能喝酒。
The alcoholic father says, "Don't drink."
孩子会听话吗？
Do you think that the children will follow? And then if they're not setting example, it can really teach them. And then he said, you're too young. When I'm this age, then you drink. Of course, that the children will not be happy. Sometimes we do.And then we ask them not to do it.
So, 保罗在这已经告诉我们，不要去惹孩子生气啊。
So Paul tells us that do not exasperate your children.
All right, 时间的关系，下面我讲。保罗用那个消极的方面叫我们不要做，但是保罗也给我们一个积极的方面应该要做的。
Paul said that do not exasperate. He also gives us a positive command.
所以积极的方面，我们看着保罗叫我们怎么做。
And then what he said.
我们再回到这个以弗所书第六章，
所以
他说，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
我想，基督徒的父母呢，这是神给我们每一个基督徒的父母、父亲的一个责任。
I think that God has given us the Christian children, Christian parents, especially Christian father, a responsibility.
当然，在我们不认识主以前，我们可能都是用我的方法，用我的的想法去教养我自己的孩子。
Before we were Christians, we used our way to teach children.
但是现在已经你信了主。
But now we're Christians.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，要用什么？照着主的教训警戒养育他们。
Now Paul says that bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
哎，父亲们
，So fathers，
多少人真的是用这句话在教养你的孩子
？How many of us are using this instruction? Bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord to raise our children.
我们基督徒的父亲父母应该跟这个树上的这些父亲父母的教养孩子的方法是不一样的。
So Christian parents, the way we raise our children should be different from the secular world.
身为父
God has given us sanctified the responsibility.
神要我们来教养我们的下一代。
God wants us to raise our next generation.
不是按照我的想法, 乃是按照神的方法。
Not by our own ways, but raise them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
今天我们做父母常常受到这个 这个社会，这种名义的、权益的那一种影响。
A lot of time we are influenced by the secular world on the prosperity, on our fame and authority.
一直要在孩子上面去孩子做什么，孩子怎么去受教育。
And then that's how we will raise our children.
受教育很好，没有错，孩子能够读就给他们读。
And then they will go to a good school, that's a good thing.
但是不要按照你自己的方法要成为怎么样。
But don't mold them with your own ways.
要按照神的教导的方法。
Mold them with the training and instruction of the Lord.
身为一个父亲对儿子最重要的一件事情, 就是要关心你孩子的属灵的生命。
So being a parent, the most important responsibility is to care for their spiritual life.
第一个，你要关心你的孩子认识了主没有。
First is that do they know the Lord?
你孩子很重要一件事情，他是不是认识主？他是不是相信神？
The most important one is that do they know the Lord? Do they believe in the Lord?
再来，你要按照神。 话语神的真理来教养来教导你的孩子。
And then second, we will raise our children up in the instruction and training of the Lord.
让这个孩子早的时候就能够来认识主。
So while they're young, have the opportunity for them to know the Lord.
箴言里面有一句话，从小你要教导他走一条正路。
Proverbs says that we raise our children, train them in the right way, then they will not depart from the Lord.
这是那个父亲,
so being a father,
不只是在话语上去教导你的孩子,
not only you teach them with your words,
在你的榜样上要让你的孩子看到你的
Also, set example for your faith.
So, 现在说，你或许会问我怎么教？
So, how do I teach them?
我告诉你一个非常简单的方法。
Very simple.
你现在就开始，每一天用真言跟你的孩子，跟他每一天就用真言跟你的孩子一起读，一起灵修。So.
Spend time, spend some in the devotion time with your children in the book of the Proverbs.
现在在箴言这些简述里面,
Proverbs
教导人、做人、处事，所有一切都在里面.
Everything that we would need to know about how to be a person in the Lord is in the book of Proverbs.
我现在时间已经超过了，我希望有更多人。我们真的，你现在怎么去教养你的孩子？
So how do we teach our children? It's very important.
现在的社会 已经越来越严重了。
Our society is away from the Lord.
我刚才跟你讲说, 你不觉得现在教养孩子困难吗? 第一个, 同性恋。
So now today,
你怎么教导你孩子同性恋?
In our society, how do we,
你用世界的观点还是用圣经的教导?
How do we teach our children with the homosexuality, with the secular value?
当你的孩子青少年过了一段时间去带来一个男同志回来了, 爸爸,这个是我的男同志。
If you child bring a same sex person and say this is my friend, then how would you handle that?
有一天，你的女儿从外面回来了，爸爸妈妈，我对不起你，我怀孕了。
What if your daughter comes home and say, "Mom and Dad, I'm pregnant"?
你怎么教？
How would you teach that?
你说这个近代的社会不越来越困难吗？
Isn't that though, is it getting more difficult to raise our children in this world?
圣经,
the Bible.
神话,
God's Word.
从小的时候, 就来教导他们。
Teach them while they're young.
圣经告诉他们该怎么生活，该怎么去跟人在一起相处。这个圣经讲的什么是罪，什么可以做，什么不可以做，让他们自己知道。
The scripture tells us clearly what can we do, what can we not do, and how we raise our children, how to be the person.
再来
next,
用祷告
pray for them.
祷告每一天把孩子带到拿到神面前祷告
pray to the Lord about your child every day.
最重要
the most important one,
要爱他们
love them.
不管怎么样爱他们
regardless, love them.
因为我们主耶稣基督来到这个世界上就是爱我们所有人
because Jesus came to this world to love every one of us
父神天父就是我们的父他爱我们
our Heavenly Father loves us
他不愿意我们一个人成人然后牺牲他自己的独生子来救我们
he did not want to see any one of us being perished so he sent his only one and only son
所以爸爸
So, fathers,
我们有一个天父,
we have a one heavenly father.
然后我身为一个地上的父,
and being an earthly father,
神给我的责任,
God has given us this responsibility
要教一个虔诚的下一代,
to raise a godly generation.
一同祷告,
Let us pray.
天父, 感谢赞美你的恩典,
Father, we thank you for your grace.
特别在这父亲节的今天,
on the Father's Day,
我们要感谢你,
we thank you.
你是我们天上的父,
and you are our heavenly father.
你为我们付出所有的一切
you love us
我们要感谢你主啊我们的是地上的父亲主啊你帮助我们我们有时候软弱做不到主啊求你的圣灵再一次在我们身上来立上加力啊，来恩上加恩让我们真是能够负起主你给我们的使命来教养我们下一代的孩子能够来敬畏你能够来跟随你能够来服侍你主我们谢谢你给我们普天下所有的父亲们主啊祝福他们的辛劳祝福他们有健康的身体祝福他们能够有一个和谐快乐幸福的家庭感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名阿门